Good morning, this is Dwight Davis. Welcome to our Bird Notes. We love birds for a variety of reasons. Their songs, their colors, their powers of flight. How can one not like birds? Think of the friendly bluebird eating insects that harm our gardens. Think of those feathered jewels, the wood warblers, gleaning tons of destructive insect larvae from the forests, or the swooping swallows gobbling up flies and mosquitoes. Then there's the iconic image of the robin on the front lawn with an earthworm in its bill. But wait, earthworms are beneficial. Maybe the robin should dine on something else. And I suppose it's okay for the large hawks and falcons to kill and eat other birds, but we'd rather not see the talons puncturing the skin and the organs, or the dispatching bite of the hooked beak into the spine of the victim. This sort of thing starts to get different in our minds from, say, purple martins eating mosquitoes. What do we make of our feathered friends when their eating habits and other behaviors make us feel uncomfortable and want to look away? There is a family of large seabirds superficially resembling gulls called skuas. They are big and strong and piratical, fast flyers who harass other birds and rob them of their prey. Skuas take food in other ways, too. They will fly around a creche of young penguins. You know, those cute, fuzzy, feathered, comical-looking, defenseless chicks. They'll fly around that group and pick one out for dinner, turning the down-covered young bird into a bloody meal. But we'd rather not see that, either, emotional beings that we are. But the birds are not moved. They are busy surviving. There is a period of a couple of days when a recently hatched chick of the European cuckoo will instinctively push eggs out of the nest that it has inherited. If the host bird's eggs have already hatched, the young cuckoo is programmed to muscle the chicks out of the nest to die on the ground. Is this nature red in tooth and claw, as Tennyson wrote? To us it may be, but to other living things it is simply survival mechanisms. It is what they do. An extreme example of this was recently described in the publication Biology Letters. It has to do with the greater honey guide. Honey guides, you may know from television nature shows, are African birds that actually lead humans to bees' nests, a joint learned behavior. The humans get the honey. The honey guide gets to eat the bee larvae. However, the honey guide's behavior in the nest offsets any good feelings we might have for its services. Honey guides, like cuckoos, lay their eggs in other birds' nests. The study referred to describes in detail how the blind and helpless-looking honey guide hatchling goes about getting rid of competition. It grabs other nestlings with a beak equipped with two sharp hooks and shakes them, causing bruising and hemorrhaging, resulting in death in a matter of a few hours. Cruel and unusual? To us, yes. But for the honey guide, it's just one more behavior to help them survive, not unlike a hummingbird sipping nectar from a flower in the last analysis.